WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Ukraine's President Zelensky telling ABC News in an exclusive interview that the delay in U.S. aid has had a direct impact on the war along Ukraine's northeastern border. And Zelensky pointing out that the money for military aid goes mostly back into the U.S. economy.
All this money, they go to the factories in the United States, mostly. Some of them in Europe, but mostly in the United States, I think about 80%. And then these factories give jobs to Americans.
Russia's offensive near Kharkiv is forcing Ukrainian troops to retreat. The U.S. military has completed construction of a massive offshore pier to stage humanitarian aid for Gaza. It's expected to be operational soon. Here at home, President Biden and former President Trump have agreed to two debates. The first next month, there will be no live audience. Mr. Trump back in court today for his New York criminal trial as a cross-examination of his former fixer continues. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Two people were injured, with one suffering critical injuries after the motorcycle they were riding crashed into a deer over the weekend in Sauk County. According to the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, the motorcycle was heading eastbound on County Highway V south of Churchill Road. That's when a deer walked onto the road. The motorcycle hit the deer, rolled, and slid to the edge of the road. Both the driver and passenger were separated in the crash. The crash happened around 12:10 p.m. in the town of Winfield. Both individuals were provided medical care at the scene before being taken to the hospital. According to the sheriff's office, an ambulance took the driver to the hospital while a med flight transported the passenger. The 67-year-old driver of the motorcycle suffered serious injuries, and the 62-year-old passenger suffered critical injuries. Both individuals are from Hillsboro. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high right around 73. Tonight down to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. By Saturday, sunshine with afternoon thunderstorms at a high near 82. Barbecue season is here, and if you want to rock your summer barbecue, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made in small batches. It's wicked good. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56. 99.7.
Shout through the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
For a new love, there is Jody Watley, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you today?
I mean, it's okay that I overslept a little bit, right?
Yes, of course. It happens.
I was having such a wonderful dream about being trapped in some type of weird bus terminal area. I don't know what that was all about, but it's very Twilight Zone-ish. I know that.
We need a dream analyzer this morning. We'll find out all of the deepest, darkest secrets.
Freud this morning, yeah.
At least you slept. I woke up at 12:45 this morning in a sheer panic that I had overslept. Now, mind you, my alarm does not go off until 4:30, depending on the day. But for some reason, 12:45, I was like, oh, no, it's time to get up. I've got to get up.
Oh,
and
man.
I had to do the math in my head because I'm like, wait, is it Thursday? Is it Friday? What day is it? Did I sleep through an entire day? I'm completely thrown off. My husband came home last night. And so that throws me off a little bit because I'm very used to the Sunday through Friday route now. And so with him being home, now I'm like, I don't know what day of the week it is. So I had to come to grips with reality at about 12:45 this morning, which is not a good time to try to come to grips with reality when you're, you know, sound asleep and, you know, you wake up in a cold sweat thinking you've completely overslept. So
I know that feeling, though, when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're just not sure. It's like, what day, what night, what time is it now?
Where are we? That feeling. I was like, yeah. Do I get up? Do I not get up? Did I sleep all the way through yesterday? Like, what did I do? I had no idea what was going on. So eventually I worked through it in the middle of the night, and then I was able to sort of go back to sleep. Then at that point, I was kind of awake, and then I realized, then I didn't want to miss my alarm because I'm always scared I'm going to do that. So then I really had a hard time sleeping. So your bus terminal dream sounds actually heavenly compared to what I did from 12:45 on. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I guess anyway. I'd rather have the weird dream and be asleep than not be asleep and wait, you know, just waiting to get up all night long. Yeah.
Now, Dexter can't believe it because I am one of those people who will dream, and I know I dream when I sleep, but I don't ever remember my actual dreams. It's very rare that I can remember what I dreamt about.
Now, well, do you get up right away, or do you sit there? Because apparently what you're supposed to do is you're just supposed to lay there, not really open your eyes, but just think about everything. But are you one of those that you wake up and you get out of bed right away kind of people?
I am, but as soon as my eyes open up or as soon as I get out of that REM type sleep, I can't remember my dreams at all, like at all. So that might say more about me than a weird bus terminal dream, honestly. I mean, like, I feel like we need some sort of dream analyzation book this morning to help us out.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Right? I know. I feel like that says something kind of weird about me, that like as soon as my REM sleep is over, I have no recollection of those dreams whatsoever. Like, I'll say to Dexter will be like, I had a really great dream last night. And I'll be like, I remember having a dream. And he'll be like, well, what was yours about? No idea. I remember dreaming, but I can't tell you what happened in said dream. It's very, very rare when I can actually remember something that happened in a dream. So again, I need the book and do some reading.
Does that mean then that you never suffer from those vivid nightmares where you wake up in the middle of the... No?
I've never had a nightmare. I can honestly say that. I don't ever recall a moment when I mean, maybe I have. I just probably wouldn't remember it, which again says more about me than anything else. But I can't recall a time. I might have to have my mama chime in here, but I can't recall a time where I ever had like an actual nightmare. Now, I know that there are times when I've dreamt bad things have happened, like, you know, weird car accidents, and I can recollect that when I wake up, but I can't remember who was involved. Sometimes I don't even remember if it was my own family that was involved. Like, it's very, very strange. And my doctor has, you know, kind of tiptoed on the line saying maybe it's because you don't sleep well enough to actually recollect your dreams.
You're never really getting into that REM state.
It's kind of what her theory is on the whole thing. So I would need to do a whole lot more research on how our brains work when we dream in order to analyze it. I've said I'm like a therapy masterpiece. You put me on somebody's somebody's chair, somebody's couch, you know, the old, you know, standby that we like to think of when we go to therapy. And I'm telling you, I'm never getting out of that chair, off that couch. I am going to be like their next dissertation.
Yeah.
They're going to have a new paper on me. It's going to be a whole thing. So I kind of envy people, though, when they can dream and they can remember what they dreamt. And one of the things that always kind of bothered me is I have friends who also vividly dream, and they're like, as creative as you are and as much as you love to like write, they just can't get over the fact that I don't remember any of these dreams at all. So,
well, you know, I mean, it's interesting because I find all of that stuff fascinating.
I think it's weird how our subconscious works and stuff. Yeah.
So like I'm replaying now the dream, what I remember of it back in my head, hit the rewind button. And I know that in the bus terminal, I spoke to somebody because apparently there was a violin store somewhere around the area.
Oh, that's and bringing Phoenix. I had to go there. Practicing deep into the psyche, isn't it?
And, yep. And yesterday afternoon we had violin lessons. So sure. Obviously I took that throughout the course of the day and it got planted in my subconscious so that later on it could be part of the wonderful bus terminal dream that
right?
I had.
I think it's very fascinating when you actually can remember and analyze dreams. I have one friend who she's funny because she's kind of tiptoed in psychology classes and things like that. She's like, maybe it says more about you not sleeping and also how you like to squash things like deep down that you don't want to think about. She's like, it could also tell you that as well.
Sure.
I'm like, see, don't Freud me because then our friendship is over and you probably don't want to go there. It's just saying.
Take a seat. Over here on
right?
my nice couch and
I
we'll
would
talk.
Be a medical masterpiece is why you would literally have your next paper on me. It would be awful. So besides the violin lessons, anything fun and exciting at your house yesterday?
Yeah, we went out for a nice dinner last night. It was a really nice night for it, so that was good.
Yesterday
discovered that Rolling Stone magazine has come out with their wait for it, because we all know what this is going to be like, their 500 greatest songs of all time. When Rolling Stone goes off on one of these lists, I want to look at it just so I can get annoyed, but I don't want to be annoyed, so I don't want to look at it.
Well, maybe I'll dive into it a little bit this morning, and then maybe, you know, once I feel like it's safe or we found some safe ground, because sometimes these songs are not great, and they probably shouldn't be on the list.
And but, I mean, they're so pompous. They're like, these are the 500 greatest songs of all. And they're saying that it's artists, writers, and, in air quotes, industry figures that have helped choose the list, but at the same time...
No, it's not. It's one guy who has an opinion, and that's it. I mean, maybe two. These two guys,
that's
Dave
Marsh over there at Rolling Stone coming up with the list for the entire world.
Exactly. And then gives it to the copywriter who's like, read this so you and say you agree with it so we can say that it's an entire group of people, and that's essentially
what
happens.
See, we're on to it. We know what the truth is. Yeah.
They don't have time for that many people to be involved, let's be honest. And neither do the industry standards. They don't have time to help either. Anyway.
How was your day yesterday?
You know, it was a pretty mundane day. Dexter decided he didn't want to do drums. He's not really working on anything new right now. There's not a lot of challenge that's happening. So they've been doing a lot of sticking and, you know, working on beats and beats per minute and things. So he was just like, I'm just not feeling it today. Sometimes you're not, you know, so I got to respect that a little bit. So he decided he wanted to kick back and relax a little bit, stay at home. I had already planned a grocery pickup, so I had to go into town to do that. By the time I got into town, Corey was already back from Racine, so he was sitting at his familiar desk at the station, which at this point in time, it should be very familiar, but it feels very odd when I see the back of his head sitting at the desk, because he's just not there that often. So was at the station with him for a little bit, came home, and that was pretty much the gist. A lot of walking yesterday with Aspen. She was on edge all day yesterday. She was ready to pounce all day. You could tell it was nice. She was exuberant. She had lots of energy. All she really wanted to do was go chase the bunnies in the yard. So we had to go outside a lot yesterday. It was like a 15,000 step day for me yesterday.
Really?
If that tells you how many walks we took around Goose Poop Pond.
She was pretty stoked, wasn't she?
Oh my gosh. She was into everything. She was in weeds yesterday. She had her nose buried in gopher holes yesterday. They have planted some new grass out here and they have that netting over the top. So she was like, what is this? I have no idea what this is. So she had to get in there and she had to inspect that. Obviously not letting her mess up any of the hard work that they've put into this because, but she's curious. I've got to let her, you know, at least sniff it a little bit. She was having herself a day. She was ready to play. We had about 20 rounds of zoomies through the house, ripped another set of sheets on my bed because she likes to use my bed as a springboard. So the way our house is configured, she can springboard off the couch in the living room, run down the hallway, jump on my bed, slide, come back around and make the same path. That's what she does, right? Well,
she has a routine.
She does, very much so. So when she jumps on my bed, though, she likes to slide across it. Well, we all know dogs and their toenails, even though hers are kept pretty short, she slides across it, and every single time she like takes fibers of the sheets with her every single time. So last night I got into bed and I was like, why is this so scratchy? What is happening? Uh-huh. I look down. I'm like laying on my mattress pad protector because she had put another great big hole in the sheets yesterday. So I'll contend with that later today. And last night I just made it work. I was like, you know what? I don't even care at this point. I'm just going to make it work. So I'll deal with it today. We'll take them off. Probably another set of sheets. This will be like my sixth set and probably 3 months because she's constantly ripping them with her little toenails. It's
does she have the guilty
ridiculous.
Look when you discover?
No,
I mean, there's not
no.
the usual suspects.
Oh, no,
kinda,
no, no, not at all. She's like, care. Yep, I did that because yep, I had the zoomies.
Proud.
Look yeah. at me. I'm a big girl is kind of the look she has on her face. So, oh, man. So, yeah, that was pretty nice. Much our day. Not very exciting, but, you know, sometimes life is just not that exciting, but you got to get stuff done.
Well,
so,
yeah.
Did some yeah. dishes yesterday. She did get some more puppy balls made because, boy, we were down to 2 puppy balls. That is not nearly enough to appease her and to keep her happy because those are her treats. I make her own treats because we've talked about it. She has a bunch of insensitivities. She can't do a lot of the preservatives they like to put in dog treats to keep them really crispy and fresh. So I make puppy balls. Essentially, these are 2 cups of oatmeal. By the way, if your dog loves like people food, they'll love these. So it's essentially 2 cups of oatmeal. It is 1/3 of a cup of melted coconut oil. And then you put in 2 or 3 tablespoons of peanut butter. You throw that in your blender or your food processor. And then I always put it in the refrigerator for like an hour or so because then, you know, that coconut oil starts to congeal back together. And then you essentially take it out and you make it into balls, whatever size works for your dog. Pop those into the fridge, let them sit, and then you can put them in a container and you have the bestest treats. Oh, and then I also forgot, you have to put 1/3 of a cup of coconut in there or roll the balls in it and
wait
they
a
get
second.
Like these amazing puppy balls. I know they're
forget
people
forget about Aspie. I want
I know
one
they're
of
people
these.
Food. I know. Yeah. Dexter has tried them. He's like, these are pretty good. He's like, they're a little bland. I'm like, because they're a dog treat. Yes. So there's probably not going to be a lot of taste to them, but
yeah.
No, she absolutely loves them. She absolutely loves them. And when you say it's time for a puppy ball, she's off. She's running. She's like, it is. Mm-hmm. We're doing this. She doesn't care what you ask her to do. As long as she's getting a puppy ball, she's all about it.
And so, she has a usual time, right, for her treats, so she knows.
Does. Yeah. She does. She yeah. As soon as she comes in from her last potty of the night, then she knows it's puppy ball time, so she promptly goes to the refrigerator. She sits. She waits. You get out her puppy ball, and then as soon as she hears you digging in her bag, she runs to her kennel, and then she sits there and waits for you to bring her puppy ball. And then she knows it's bedtime. She also gets puppy balls usually when we kennel her, depending on the time of day, you know, because she gets a Kong every day, too. So depending on the time of day, it's either a puppy ball or it's her Kong to keep her occupied for a little bit while we're gone. But she loves a good puppy ball. So it's my little trick. I have like all these little treats for her that I make that she absolutely loves. And they're really, really actually, it sounds like a big pain and it sounds like it probably takes a while. I think I had like an entire, I doubled the batch yesterday. I think I was done from start to finish in other than the sitting in the refrigerator, probably like in 20 minutes. I mean, it's really fast. You just got to let them sit. That's the long part. So
yeah, well, beyond her treats, you actually make her food too.
I do. And I've got that down to 20 total minutes too. So we are cruising out here. Now, we use a lot of fresh ingredients, but you throw them in my food processor and it's pretty awesome. So I do everything within about 20 minutes. If it's going to take me longer than that, then we need to shorten up the process because I don't always have time to do it. Right. So it's got to be fast. It's got to be easy. And it's got to make sense and it's got to be good for her. So those are kind of my criteria. And I've worked with our vet on her diet. So they are very well aware of what she gets and how much and all of that good stuff. And my poor girl, she was having so many issues there for a while. She was down to like 28, 30 pounds. She was really tiny and too tiny because she wasn't digesting anything. My girl is up to 36 pounds now. So we have done a good job and she is right where she needs to be. So, I mean, that was the gist of our day out here on Goose Poop Pond. If you noticed, there was a theme and it all revolved around Aspen yesterday. And she's totally cool with that. She's like, okay, all right, it's all about me. I'll take that. And then her natty came home last night, and so it was even more about Aspen.
Oh, I bet.
In fact, he looked at the yard, and he's like, oh, I really need to mow that because she doesn't have a place where she can go to sniff out the bunnies. I'm like, seriously? Mm-hmm. That's your criteria now? I said, you don't care that I have to wade through the grass. Well, you're taller than her. She doesn't understand. So that will be done this weekend as well, I'm told. So, yeah, it was just one of those days. So hopefully your day was a little bit more exciting than that.
You know, I mean, it was kind of the usual stuff, but, you know, at least we got to go out to dinner at the end of the day, so that was nice.
We were supposed to have puppy school last night, but it's Automotion Weekend in Wisconsin Dells, which means there's a whole lot of classic cars and a whole lot of cars that now look like they have wings because they've added spoilers and things to them. So, the mall was a little overrun, and we did not have puppy school and won't be this week because of Automotion. But if you're in town, welcome. We're excited that you're here, and we hope you have a wonderful, wonderful time. The weather, by the way, is supposed to clear up. So let's talk about that right now. We do have a mix of sun and clouds in the forecast for today with a chance for some scattered thunderstorms. Now, I was looking at the forecast. It looks like our best chances for some scattered rain and thunderstorms are actually going to be this morning. And then as of right now, it looks like things clear out later today. 73 for our high today, down to 51 tonight. Tomorrow, though, it's going to be gorgeous. Whether you're here for Automotion, whether you're heading over to Circus World for the opening of the Big Top shows, it is going to be perfect. Lots of sunshine with a high near 80. Then as we look ahead to Saturday, sunny with a chance of thunderstorms, 82 for a high. Right now, it is 53.
Hey, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
It's Kubota Orange Days. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. And now, through June 30th, get 0% APR for 84 months or up to $3,300 off L3302 tractors. See the details at KubotaOrangeDays.com.
Stop by McFarland's in Sauk City or go to McFarland'sKubota.com for details.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
7:30 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. We hope you are having a great start to your Friday Eve. It is just about another weekend. We've got our sights set now, and, you know, the countdown can officially start. Blondie now on Max FM. We'll be right back. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:33 right now. And Finn, this is one of the craziest stories that I think I've ever really heard about. And nobody really knows what's going on. There's a town in Ohio called Marysville, and it's getting a lot of press right now for the money that they're putting into their public restrooms. Now, we're not talking about, you know, making the amenities really awesome. We're talking about some literal cash being found in the bathrooms, and not just a couple dollars. In fact, a couple weeks ago, more than $25,000 was found in a public bathroom at the Avalon Theater, which is a performing arts venue in Marysville. Then less than a week later, more than $12,000 was found in a public bathroom at a KFC, also in Marysville. Now, police say that this cash was hidden in both cases, so it wasn't left there just accidentally. Like anybody would just accidentally leave 25 grand laying around, right? So in the theater, the bills were in multiple individual stall trash cans, and at the KFC, the money was banded up inside the tanks of several of the toilets. Both stashes of money were found by employees of those businesses. Now, naturally, the cops in town believe that the two cases are connected. Really? Duh. Kind of thing. But they don't know how, and they don't have any leads as far as we know. It's also unclear if any other bathroom cash has been discovered, and of course, there's the possibility that there have been other cash drops that were taken by whoever was supposed to find them, if that was the intent. But again, we don't know if that was the intent. So all of this is still very much a mystery, a very, very bizarre mystery. And, you know, inevitably, there's going to be some sort of Netflix adaptation of Flushed with Cash, which they'll rename something like Lottery Lou for those British audiences. But very, very strange. So either somebody is being very philanthropic, or there's some shady stuff going down right. in Marysville, Ohio.
But why would you hide money in a public bathroom, though? That's
know.
The thing.
Maybe they just were hoping that people would find it. So, but like, if you're going to the lengths of putting it in the tanks of the toilets, you know there's a pretty good chance that not just an average, ordinary person, unless you've got some weird fetish and we're not asking questions, is like looking in the tanks of those toilets, right? Like, yeah. That's not going to happen. So maybe it was intended for the employees to find. I have no idea. But those are kind of some oddly specific places, like in the trash cans as well as the tanks of the toilets. So something tells me there might be, because I go there, because that's where my mind is. I love those true, like, drama type stories. So my mind says that there's something kind of fishy going on in old Marysville, Ohio.
Well, yeah, because if it was somebody just being nice,
wouldn't you just leave it, like, on the counter in the mirror or something?
Yeah,
like, you wouldn't go to the lengths of hiding it inside the toilets and things like that. But if you're ever passing through Marysville and you use a public restroom, I mean, start ripping that place apart. I mean, don't ruin anything. Do it nicely. But rip that place apart, because you never know. There could be $25,000 in cash. And here's the other thing, too. If this has happened at other places, even if it was meant to be picked up by somebody, what are the chances that some random person has also picked it up and was like, oh my gosh, this is a windfall for me, and then just kept the money? I mean, because that could happen as well. We know there are people out there that would do that kind of thing. So,
well,
you know,
and how many times have we all been in public bathrooms and we've ripped off the toilet tank lid? I mean,
that's
an everyday occurrence, right?
Constantly. Well, now you're getting into a time when you don't even have toilet tank lids, because they're those automatic flush things.
Right.
So you don't even have a lot of tanks on some of these toilets. So these are obviously a little bit more of the older school residential style, or whatever you want to call it, type toilets. But very, very interesting in Marysville, Ohio. I hope they have their best people on this one, because the cops thinking that it's connected. Woo, that was a reach on that one. Random cash just being left in bathrooms. I don't think that's a coincidence.
We need the criminal intent law and order guys on this one.
Yes, we do. We definitely need that. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast, Vin. Raining out here this morning on Goose Poop Pond. Real light. Looks like that could be kind of a trend we see this morning before things clear out. Gets very nice tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to tell us a little bit about that. Mike Ganger has a look at sports. Packers schedule for the new season was released yesterday. Get ready to stay up late. great through a good portion of the season, people. They've got a lot of primetime games. If you look at this schedule, starting on Thanksgiving, which is November 28th, they play the Dolphins in a night game. That's a Thursday night game, obviously, Thanksgiving. The following week, they play the Lions on a Thursday night game. Then the following week, they have a Sunday night game against the Seahawks, and then they finally wrap up that night stretch on December 23rd at Lambeau, a night game again on Monday Night Football against the New Orleans Saints. So who says that the schedule makers don't believe in the Green Bay Packers, right? And everything Goody's building in Green Bay right now. It's a pretty prime schedule. In fact, kicking off the season this year in Brazil against the Eagles. By the way, the schedule is going to say that that's a 7:15 start time. Yes, because that is the local Brazilian time. I believe the start time for that game is actually 9:15 here. But it's a Friday night, so there you go. You'll be able to go to high school football games if the kids are playing and then come home and still watch the Packers. Yeah. It's like a whole night of football. Crazy stuff. And I've heard there's speculation that they might actually flex out some of those high school games around the state because of the Green Bay Packers. Yes, and I believe that that is still very much a conversation that is happening with state officials and things like that. So we'll see what they do. Obviously, Mike Ganger's pretty darn good at his job. So I know he's on top of that. He'll let us know. And of course, we'll keep reminding you of that as well if anything changes. But yeah, that's going to be a crazy way to start the year for them. But not a bad schedule. The first time they see one of the NFC North opponents is on September 29th. That is the Vikings, and that will be a noon kickoff at Lambeau Field. So obviously, the schedule makers don't believe a lot in this Vikings team going into this season because they have a lot of noon games. And, you know, there's an adage in the NFL, if you're playing a lot of noon games, well, you're probably not as relevant. And I think they're seeing a rebuild happening in Minnesota, although I think we should all be very terrified of what's happening in the NFC North right now between the Bears and the Vikings. But that's just me personally, because the Packers are building a few good things too, and we know the Lions have been really good over the last couple of years. But you can find that schedule basically anywhere if you're thinking about buying tickets or just kind of want to see where they're at and where they're traveling. And 18 games this year on the schedule. The teams will play 17, obviously. The Packers will have a week 10 bye, but there are 18 games on the schedule this year, and the Packers will actually round out the season against the Bears at home. So there you go. We don't know times and dates on that one, though, yet, because that's one of those end of the season things, so it will kind of depend on where we're off in playoff scenarios, who's got what seeding, and all of that kind of stuff. So those dates for that week 18 game are still to be determined. But it's an interesting schedule, to say the least, and I'm pretty sure Mike will get into a little bit here this morning. And then don't forget, birthdays and anniversaries coming up today as well. In fact, before 8 o'clock, if you are celebrating or know somebody who is, text us 355-9970. We've got a lot going on yet this hour, because Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is also going to join us for Weekends Are Best. And we cannot forget to remind you that the Max FM Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Big deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff. Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Breesburg was hosting Baraboo last night in softball. Thunderbirds took the early lead as Stelikonyak was able to single to score a run, but then Breesburg fought right back, scoring 2 runs in the bottom of the 4th inning. They continue to add to it and ultimately take the 4-2 victory over the Thunderbirds. Also yesterday was the Badger Small Conference Championship for boys golf at Wild Rock Golf Course in Wisconsin Dells. The Thunderbirds finished just 6 strokes behind Stoughton for the top spot. The Vikings finished with a round of 328, Baraboo at 334, Sauk Prairie 3 strokes back from the T-Birds at 337. It was then McFarland in 4th, Edgewood, Mount Horeb, Reedsburg, and Portage rounded it out for the conference event. Sam Jortland from Stoughton was the top finishing golfer with a round of 75. The senior was then followed by freshman from Baraboo, Jack Brinker. He had a round of 79. Senior T-Bird Tyler Poker with an 81. Sauk Prairie was led by Garrett Middlestad, finished with a round of 82. Same score for sophomore Brecken Johnson of Reedsburg. And then for Baraboo was Finley Scanlon with an 84, and John Moon finishing it out with 90 for the team. Today for baseball, the Baraboo Thunderbirds are going to be welcoming Stoughton to Mary Roundtree Evans Field. 5 o'clock is the first pitch for it. You also have the softball team traveling to Poinette. That's going to be a 5:30 start time. And soccer is going to be taking on Sauk Prairie at home. 6 o'clock is when it gets underway. Reedsburg this evening. Baseball is going to be at McFarland. And soccer is going to be hosting Boston. For the Sauk Prairie Eagles, they're actually already starting regional play for the WIA tournament for softball. The team will be hosting Sparta for that event. Get started at 5 o'clock. And then, as mentioned, soccer will be at Baraboo. Lacrosse will be hosting Sun Prairie East. Baseball for the Eagles also at 5 o'clock will welcome Edgewood. Portage Baseball is going to host Mount Horeb, and softball will head to Westfield. Boston Celtics are heading to another Eastern Conference Finals after they got a 113-98 win over the Cavs last night. Mavericks go on the road and come away with a 104-92 win over the Thunder to take a 3-2 series lead in that one. And then, of course, the winner of that series will take on the winner between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. Minnesota will look to stave off elimination tonight as they're behind 3-2 to Denver. And then tomorrow it's going to be the Knicks and the Pacers. New York leads that one 3-2. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high right around 73. Tonight down to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 80 by Saturday. Sunshine with afternoon thunderstorms at a high near 82. Barbecue season is here, and if you want to rock your summer barbecue, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made in small batches. It's wicked good. GrandpaSBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
99.7.
7:46 right now with Tony Basil.
We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:49 right now, and it is time to do a little celebrating today, Finn, with our birthday list, and we're going to jump right into this thing, because I know Ben Bromley is standing by, so he can tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo, and we've got a lot to get to again today.
Things
it's
are
getting very
up,
busy.
Aren't
they? It's getting yeah. very, very busy, yeah. So before we jump into the celebrity side of things, we'll remind you that as we are going through the famous list, if you're celebrating or know somebody who is, please text us this morning. The Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line number is 355-9970. So starting here with Thomas Brody Sangster. He was Newt in the Maze Runner movies. He was also on Game of Thrones. He was the kid who helped Bran Stark get control of his ability to enter the minds of animals. He was also the voice of Ferb. Oh, I loved Phineas and Ferb on the Disney Channel. That was more of a mom and dad pleasure stuff than the kids stuff, but our boys loved it as well. Anyway, he's celebrating his 34th birthday. I kind of wish they'd reprise Phineas and Ferb. It was just that fun and that
it was
good.
Very it was, smart. I mean, it was
really,
well-written.
Really was. It was, absolutely. And it wasn't a bunch of kids just running around. Like, kids, you know, you see a lot of cartoons now where they're just running around, like, looking for something to do, or, you know, they were, like, adventurous. They were always creating things. They were always building things. And I think that was the really cool part about Phineas and Ferb. And as parents, you could watch it along with your kids because it was funny at the same time. Megan Fox is celebrating her 38th birthday today. Hopefully Machine Gun Kelly does something nice for her on her birthday. Joseph Morgan is celebrating. He was James Ackerson on Halo. He was also Klaus on The Vampire Diaries, as well as its spinoff, The Originals. He is celebrating his 43rd birthday. Melanie Lynskey is celebrating. She is best known as Shauna on Yellow Jackets. She's also Jessica Biel's victim on the show Candy. She's Charlie's stalker Rose on Two and a Half Men. Oh, I thought she was so funny in that role.
I love her. I mean, you're rattling off all the vile people she's played, but I love her. She's great.
Such a good character actress, and I loved her on Two and a Half Men because all of a sudden she'd just be at a patio window and you had no idea she was going to be there, and she was so funny. She also played psychic Molly Strand on Castle Rock. She is celebrating her 47th birthday today. Adam Richman is celebrating. He's the host of Man vs. Food. He's the dude who gets to travel around the country doing all these crazy eating challenges. Once all that food caught up with him, the show became Man vs. Food Nation, where he now watches other people doing the eating challenges. That's probably smart. He is celebrating his 50th birthday, and there were times when you would watch him and you're like, oh, I don't know if he's going to make it through that. Right. You know, and then you would read in interviews all of the ways he would have to prepare his body to eat as much food as he was consuming, or as spicy as it might have been, depending on what the challenge was. And oh my, I don't blame him for having somebody else do it. My gosh,
it's like having a hot dog eating contest,
right?
Continuously.
Every day.
Yeah,
every
like
day
on a loop.
Oh yeah. Yuck. Let's see, we also have Jason Wee Man Acuna on the list. He's the little person from Jackass. He is celebrating his 51st birthday. He's officially a dwarf. He clears the 4-foot mark, and his proportions make it possible for him to kick himself in his own head, which if you were a fan of the show, you saw him do periodically. Kerry Payton, Ezekiel on The Walking Dead. Your kids might also recognize his voice as Cyborg on Teen Titans. He is celebrating his 52nd birthday. Tracy Gold. Oh, I loved her. Carol Seaver, of course, on Growing Pains. She is celebrating her 55th birthday. Also 55 today is Tucker Carlson. He's the bow tie wearing conservative. He was on Dancing with the Stars. That was an absolute disaster after he left Fox. Now I believe he has his own show that they air on YouTube. I don't really know where he ended up. Anyway, he is celebrating his 55th birthday today as well. By the way, he's the heir to the Swanson Foods, the frozen foods, and like the TV dinners. Okay. I don't know if anybody knew that. That's just a little fun fact I know.
Probably really doesn't need to work at all.
Probably
right?
not. Probably not. He'd probably be okay without his YouTube show. I'm just saying. Ralph Tresvant, who is New Edition's lead singer, probably the least successful member, though, of the group, especially after it split up. Obviously, we know Bobby Brown and Belle Biv DeVoe went on to do a lot bigger thing. So really, you know, the least important one is between Johnny Gill and Ralph. But some of their big hits are Cool It Now, Mr. Telephone Man, Candy Girl, and we might pull out some New Edition this morning. He is celebrating his 56th birthday. Definitely pulling out some Janet Jackson today, by the way, because she's celebrating too, Finn. She is 58 years old today. She is touring right now. She looks amazing. Oh my gosh. It looks like that woman never ages. It's absolutely incredible how good she always looks, even going back to way back in the day.
And one of her songs made the 500 greatest songs of all time.
I was just looking through that list. I was just looking through that list, and we can touch on that next hour. Novoselic, the guy from Nirvana who wasn't Kurt Cobain or David Grohl. Now, an interesting fact about Chris is he's actually freakishly tall. He's 6'7". Some of their big hits, Come As You Are, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Heart-Shaped Box, and All Apologies. Now, Nirvana also makes that list from Rolling Stone you're talking about, coming in at number 5 with Smells Like Teen Spirit.
They were some of the good songs that made the list.
Right? So we might pull out some Nirvana this morning as well. We've got a few things to pull from here today. Deborah Winger, who is Ashton Kutcher's mom on The Ranch. A lot of people know her as the star of the 1980s movie, one of my favorites, Urban Cowboy. She was also in An Officer and a Gentleman from 1982, an iconic movie, and then another iconic movie, Terms of Endearment from 1983. I mean, she's had her roles, which have been really, she's so good.
I love her. My favorite is Cannery Row. I don't know if you know that movie, but she did that with Nick Nolte. She's great. And, you know, I mean, she always stood up to the movie executives back in the day, and she got labeled as difficult. But of course, if it were a guy, that wouldn't
it
happen.
It would have been fine.
Yeah.
It would have been fine. But she is 69 today, so that's kind of crazy with Deborah Winger. Pierce Brosnan, who was James Bond and Remington Steele. That's quite the resume. He is celebrating his 71st birthday. And then Danny Trejo is celebrating. Of course, he is, we know him as a character actor. And he's one of those guys who looks extremely scary looking. He has a giant tattoo of a woman wearing a sombrero on his chest. He's appeared in over 200 TV shows and movies. Yeah. He's 80 years old today, which is hard to believe.
He's a dude.
I know he is a dude. And I think he's looked old ever since he's been like 20 years old, but it's worked for him and he's made it work for his career. I mean, obviously 200 TV shows and movies, and he is just, I think he's hilarious. I think he's funny. And you know, it's always going to be a fun little part of a movie or show when Danny Trejo comes out onto the screen. Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of how he is. So 80 years old though for him today, that's kind of nuts. If you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, easy stuff. Just text us, 355-9970. Quick look at this forecast, a mix of sun and clouds today. We have a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms, some sprinkles falling right now out here at Goose Poop Pond. 73 for our high today, down to 51 tonight. Tomorrow it's going to be gorgeous for all of those really awesome activities happening in and around Baraboo and the opening of the Big Top Show over at Circus World. Ben and I will discuss that in just a moment. Did I say it's sunny and 80 tomorrow? Anyway, sunny with a chance of some afternoon thunderstorms on Saturday, 82 for a high. Right now, it is 56. Speaking of Ben Bromley, it is time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM. It is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Come on down to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Our buffets are now open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Tuesday through Sunday, offering the all-day buffet. Join us for family night every Sunday from 5 p.m. until close, where our buffet and drinks are only $11.99. It's our special Sunday night family deal, available through May 31st. And don't miss out on our Thursday pizza deal. Buy a large pizza to go and get a large pizza free. See you at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo.
It's time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM, and joining me this morning from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce, Ben Bromley. How are you today?
Doing great, Maddie. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I'm looking at this calendar of events. It is super full. We've got some really awesome activities going on this weekend. And of course, I think we should start out by talking about the Big Top Shows opening over at Circus World tomorrow. Are you ready to blast off? Because I think we have to be at this point.
Houston, we are ready for liftoff. By the way, that was an expert segue. Look at you.
I know.
Right,
I try.
Into the segment, and that is pro stuff right there.
I try my best. Some days it works really well, other days, and not so much. Now, we will remind you that Big Top Shows over at Circus World starting tomorrow, running through September 1st, are at 11 a.m. and 2:30 in the afternoon. And of course, there's all of the pavilions to go check out. You've got the clown show. You've got all sorts of good stuff happening over at Circus World, those beautifully rebuilt wagons as well, plus some of the new exhibits that they bring bring in on a yearly basis, a seasonal basis, I should say. They're open from 9 to 4 each and every day, but it is time. And if you've been following their Facebook page, there's been a lot of interesting additions over at Circus World getting ready for the Big Top Show. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Now, besides that happening this weekend in Baraboo and those ongoing Big Top Shows, we've got a full calendar of events. And so where would you like to start over here today, Ben?
Yeah, you know, one thing I'm going to throw out there that isn't even on the calendar yet, I'm going to add that later on,
okay,
is the Big Ten Rowing Championships.
Ooh,
are going to be at Devil's
it.
Lake this weekend. And we've shared about that on the Chamber Facebook, and it's out there in the news as well. But for folks who might be interested, that's going to be a big event out at the park this weekend.